download Todd and Tyler podcasts from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's like if you want to catch a buzz from something that is not booze, pure peppermint extract is the way to go. 90% ABV in
Using cooking or something.
Popular brands.
Okay.
So that's 180 proof.
I forgot to say goodbye to Heather. She's going, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
She might be listening now.
Heather's joining us on Friday at the live show. I want to thank Heather for joining us this morning. She's always great. Heather Jones. She'll come to the live show and see her set. She'll hang out and do some podcasting with us, too. And hopefully belch. Yeah.
She was really excited when I told her she's in the first podcast segment.
Okay.
Because then she said, oh, good, I can get drunk after that.
That's who we hang with.
Yep. That's why she got the invite, folks.
Sterno? Anybody ever drank Sterno?
No.
I'm getting several texts, and apparently there are references in Stephen King novels about people
drinking.
Don't
you light Sterno?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's when I used to deliver for Domino's, you know, in ancient days, we had an oven. You put an oven in your backseat of your car.
Yeah.
A big metal oven, and there was a Sterno can you lit and shoved it in the side. So you drove around with a Sterno can heating up that oven, and you put the pizzas in there. That's how it worked, Nick.
Did you crank start the car?
No. That's how they delivered pizza back. They didn't have the warm bags.
Ooga.
You had an oven. The pizza was delivered warmer than the bags,
yeah,
even.
You had a
That's
rack.
Nuts.
There was a rack in there, right?
It was a metal rack, and you'd throw the Sterno can underneath it, and it would keep the pizza warm that way.
Right.
So I've seen these at, like, catering things. It's like what they put under the metal...
Yes,
that's
Sterno. But you can,
mac and
without lighting it, you can drink that stuff?
Man, that seems like...
I thought it was more of a gel.
I thought
it was too, Puss, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it's a liquid. You could. I mean, I guess you could just kind of lap it up.
Well, it does light, and I think it turns into some liquid. I don't know how that works, Puss. I never tried to drink.
I'm glad I don't,
because I had booze in college. I didn't need to drink.
So explain
it is different than the flame. This is a flameless, odorless gel.
Yeah.
It ignites immediately.
I Googled Sterno, and you can get a can of Sterno for $4.59 at Target, or you can go to some other place and pay $365.
We don't need a drunk to get a hold of us this morning. You know, just some homeless drunk to get a hold of us.
I think AA meetings are free if you're in the market for Sterno.
Yeah, that seems pretty extreme.
People don't want to go to AA because everybody knows you're a drunk if you go in there.
Maybe Sterno's great.
That's an acknowledgement of a problem if you're putting a straw in some Sterno.
You would think with all the booze out there, you'd find somewhere to get some booze. I don't know.
Cheap and available.
People are, you're like at a wedding, you're just grabbing the flame, taking it back.
It'll be like a fire shot.
I'll be drinking this.
You like the shot. You do shots of Sterno while it's lit.
Have you ever done a shot that's on fire?
I have. Prairie fire.
Prairie fire. And what's in a prairie fire?
Mine was a little whiskey and Tabasco at the top, and they lit it, and I did the shot, and I was in college. My 21st birthday, I did a shot of that. And I was drunk when I did it, obviously. But you just do it real quick. But I had a mustache, so I was worried about the stash catching on fire.
Did it
but
singe it?
No, you drank it so quick. I think the liquid... just puts it out as you turn it over. But I'm sure somebody's done a prairie fire recently. You know, like yesterday or last night.
I'm sure.
This morning.
Burns off pretty quickly.
Right. You just got to drink it. Not think. You can't sip it. It's on fire.
Yeah, it's a shot.
Right.
Jimmy Cassino just texted me. He says, why are you guys glossing over the fact that Tyler was delivering pizzas with an open flame in the back seat? Doesn't
that seem
like a problem?
Well, it was shoved into the side of it, but it was a flame inside it, yes.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
Yeah, but I think it was contained.
It was contained.
Right. If it fell over, it wasn't going to light your car on fire.
No. It wasn't like you see a flame in the back, just lit on fire.
Yeah. And you'd have been out hundreds of dollars for that car.
Oh, Plymouth Cricket piece of S, man. Brutal car.
That was a pre-Fiero?
Oh, I was in college. I didn't have a cool Fiero in college.
No.
Oh, man.
So you're saying the guy that invented the bag is a genius when it comes to pizza delivery?
Yes.
Because they still, that's the standard technology.
And it works. Mm-hmm. They stay warm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd load the oven in. They gave you like a metal. They gave you like a blanket that was kind of a fire retardant blanket, and you put that in the. I said retardant. Relax.
I know.
Relax,
I'm
Nick.
Just laughing at the absurdity.
I know. And you're worried about I was messing up the word. Nick was, and I put it in the.
What's
back,
one of those words? Anytime you hear it, you're just like, oh, what?
You put it in the back seat, and you put the oven there, and you put the sterno in there, and that's how you delivered pizza.
Oh, yeah, and Jimmy Cassino adds, while you were high as F.
I was a lot right. when I delivered pizza. Because I would stop at parties. I knew guys had the parties, and they ordered pizza, and they'd get me high, and I'd leave again. You know.
Cool. I hope the oven is safe in the back of my car.
I was 20 years old. Nothing mattered, Nick. Nothing mattered. It was fun. It was a good time. No.
You know, now that I think about it, when you get a pizza delivered, like you never have the condensation like you get with food, like in those boxes.
True.
Maybe they should just put everything in pizza boxes to deliver
right.
it. Like the cardboard probably, seems to absorb more.
It does. That's a good point.
That always sucks when you get food.
The pizza is not moist.
Yeah. It looks good, and then it's like water's dripping on it from the top of the styrofoam. Yeah.
Well, that's the main reason fries suck delivered.
Yeah. Because they're in a styrofoam container.
And they get steamy and moist.
They're steaming.
Nobody wants moist fries.
Steaming in their own juices. And then they're soggy by the time they arrive.
Can't somebody figure that out? We're supposed to be an advanced civilization. Yeah. We can't figure out how to deliver
a lot of money for the restaurants to put them all like that.
Yeah. I mean,
we're supposed to be an advanced civilization. We can't have non-moist French fries delivered.
Right, figure it out.
But the pizza delivery industry seems to have figured out all the keys and have just had it forever.
Yeah. Right?
They
made those
little
tables in the middle so it doesn't get smashed.
And the warming bag.
Oh, the little table.
They don't seem to be sharing their technology.
No. But they got it right the first time.
Or they don't seem, no one seems to be interested.
Well, the pizza people figured it out. They had no interest in helping the fry people make those better deliveries.
I guess not.
People would do that more.
That's competition.
Hey, the Pope says the kids shouldn't let AI do your homework. The Pope should also say, should let the kids get played with by priest.
Right.
That's why you said the story, Nick.
Yes.
That joke, right?
I don't think.
And while I'm thinking about it, don't let priests help you with your homework either. That's it. That's the line.
Right.
Pope Leo says to U.S. students, don't let AI do your homework, and also don't let priests help you with your homework.
That's probably why they don't want kids to use AI, so they have to get more tutoring from the priests.
Oh, never thought of it that way, Nick.
You got to keep the racket going somehow.
Yeah, for all the good things that Pope is saying, because he's coming off, he's pro-immigrant and all that kind of stuff. He's got to worry about that playing with kids stuff. You know?
The last thing anybody involved with the Catholic Church should be doing is lecturing a child.
Yeah, you're right, Nick. Yep.
It's nuts. It doesn't even cross their minds.
And you're from a person who was abused too, by the way.
Yeah.
So you can speak up to this.
Yeah. It shouldn't even take that.
No, it shouldn't take that. Everybody should be mad about this. That's okay.
No, I think the leaders of the church have been that's ingrained behavior.
Right.
Just turning a blind eye to that.
Completely.
They don't even think about it.
That's not even.
And they don't realize that, other people are thinking about it.
Right.
They apparently don't pay attention.
All the non-Catholics and the fallen Catholics.
Right. They don't pay attention to us. They've never listened to anything that we've said.
Yeah.
They have not begun to address that problem.
Well, they're always going like, the mystery of faith.
My grandmother was in her 80s when she was drinking vodka and falling and breaking bones. Well, we all got dreams, man. My dad drank vodka through his 80s. He never fell, though. He just got a good buzz on. And they would call me. I said, I could tell when he called me. I said, when he always had a few too many pops in him. You know, it was a great conversation because he was just more blah, 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 blah. Oh, Dad, you're drunk. By this time, she wasn't driving, and my mother talked to her about it, and she drinking, and she agreed to quit. Since she wasn't driving my mom, we would take her shopping. She wouldn't get the vodka anymore, so she went to the mouthwash and hand sanitizer. Oh, my God. She was sober for 9 years of her life before she died.
No, she wasn't.
No, he said she was sober. I know.
Well, if she was drinking
mouthwash, she quit? Yeah.
She was vodka-free. For 9 years.
Does he mean that she quit the mouthwash and hand sanitizer then?
Yeah, that's the one I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because you're not sober. if you're consuming peppermint extract or aqua velva
and
or
hand
mouthwash.
Sanitizer. Well, we remember that during COVID, I hate to bring up COVID because I always hate bringing it up because it sucks, but the COVID, the hand sanitizer we got delivered through us from the tequila place.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And we used to have that in the studio.
That was hardcore.
It was hardcore sanitizer. First of all, your hands would burn, but you knew it was killing things. And it also smelled like tequila everywhere.
Well, and you turned, I mean, it instantly cracked your hands. It sucked the moisture out of your skin quick.
It was hiding around the studio back then.
Yeah, it smelled like you dipped your bottles in like a bottle of, your hands in a bottle of Cuervo.
Tequila, right.
I took that stuff and then I cut it with some aloe vera. And it felt
and drank
much better.
It?
Oh. Yeah. And it felt much better.
Well, that's the kind of hand sanitizer you could have drank. It was made from tequila. Yeah.
Did you squeeze a lime in there?
Yeah.
But hand sanitizer is like just a... It's like gel going in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't know what the...
So Sterno.
ABV of a hand sanitizer is.
No. Brian, you didn't say, don't say your name. Yeah, did your grandmother finally quit that and then stayed sober for 9 years? Once again, once you're in the 80s, just drink, man.
ABV for hand sanitizer should be at least 60% to be effective. Alcohol content can range from 40 to 95.
But that's not the consumable kind of alcohol. I believe that's isopropyl alcohol. And I think we drink methanol. Is that what we drink?
I don't know. We're just we'll have a list at the live show. Push gonna print out how to make lean crack and all that, and you better pick up your pamphlets at the live show.
Here's an email from a doctor for anybody on their way to get Sterno. She says Sterno is made from methanol. It is toxic. It can lead to permanent damage or death. When I was in residency, we had a patient who drank methanol. He didn't die, but the brain damage led to him being placed in long-term care.
That's worse. Damage, yeah.
That's worse than dying.
Yeah, we drink ethanol or ethyl alcohol. That's the consumable kind that you find in beer and wine and spirits.
She only did hand sanitizer and mouthwash a couple times. Apparently, didn't work as well as vodka. Well, nothing works as well as vodka, as far as I'm concerned.
No. He says apparently it worked because she fell again.
Oh, that's right.
And after that was for real sober.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to.
Grandma was getting wasted.
I'm sure. So Grandma.
She was a hip lady, man.
A hip breaking lady.
lady. She's a hip-breaking lady. Yeah, Grandma. She stood up and said, I'm Grandma. That's her name. I'm Grandma, and it's been 6 weeks since my last shot of hand sanitizer. Sorry to make fun of your grandmother. That's sorry. I'm glad she was sober at the end of her life.
Sounds like she was a cool chick.
Yeah, real cool. And you probably couldn't leave anything around her. She just had to suck it down, didn't she? Well, young drunks become old drunks.
Chad says, my grandfather was an alcoholic. He drank Sterno once. He's dead now.
Did he die from that?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But he did try the Sterno.
Yeah.
People do anything for a buzz.
Evidently.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, the weirdest part about that is that people were obviously around them keeping all the alcohol away, so they had to go to those measures. Because you would try any alcohol before you'd try sanitizer, you know?
Yeah, or maybe just think about stopping.
Yeah, we're probably not the people to tell people.
I hate to point out the text that says the reckless driving might be a thing that you might stop.
Well, he's not drinking. He doesn't drink when he drives anymore.
It's changed some behaviors.
Yeah. He stayed sober for a while, except for the hand sanitizer.
Not getting arrested in my garage.
Yeah. These must be from
the passenger seat of Heather's car. Right.
Yeah, who don't have addictive personalities or don't know anybody with addictive personalities.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
You're pretty addictive if you're going to the Sterno.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
I think even other drunks would say that's pretty extreme.
But that's how powerful that addiction is.
It is. Right. It absolutely is.
I'm glad I don't have it.
People do anything. Aren't there kids somewhere that'll huff turds to get a buzz?
Whoa, turds?
I think we talked about that on here before.
Because it is kind of, it's
is
methane.
Is a memory of yours?
Right.
No, it never did that, but I think
Millard South.
I don't know if they put them in a paper bag or I don't know if it's like huffing paint.
Oh, God, I'd rather huff paint than huff turds, wouldn't you?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Huffing turds was just called walking around outside when I was growing up.
I think Zach just saw him at the whatever festival he was at.
Right.
Plus, it'd be the instead of the gold rim around your face, it'd be a brown rim.
It's not good.
Oh.
Seriously, though, that was walking around at the farm. You'd smell crap. It's not intoxicating.
By the way, I'm only halfway through it. Is that how those guys die in land, man?
No.
What was leaking up?
It was gas.
It was gas. Okay.
Can we give that
too much?
Yet?
Whatever. That doesn't ruin the whole rest of that story. That's just the beginning of it.
Hydrogen sulfide.
Yeah, is that what that was? I didn't get a chance to watch the end of the episode yet.
HS2, I think.
H2S. That looks scary as hell.
H2S, which is hydrogen sulfide, and I don't know how it leaks out of a gas container. And
that scene was scary.
Yeah.
Real scary.
Highly toxic. Mm-hmm. Very quickly.
Heather Jones joined us today. Rachel Ware will join us tomorrow. Austin Anderson will join us Friday. He texted Nick on Sunday and said, when's the live show?
Yeah.
Okay. Austin, if you're listening, it's Friday. the whole empire knows when it is because we say it all the time.
Oh, I want to know.
But the guy who's appearing at it doesn't know.
what time are we on the air tomorrow?
Six.
Oh, I don't know.
Just like normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just had to make sure. I'll check in every day and find out.
I'll be there too.
What time?
I'll be there. 6:04.
What is my next gig?
I'll be
tomorrow morning.
With you guys.
You want me here about 5:15 or so?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys in person tomorrow. Hugs and kisses, everybody. Come on back.